talking with Craig James here, and you know, we started out saying, okay, why would you get into politics? It's nuts. It's because you have to answer questions like I'm about to ask you. And I think what we ought to do is just a kind of a lightning round. People want to know what you think about these things. When you look at the issue of the Second Amendment and guns, some have said that the Fast and Furious operation that the Obama administration and the Bush administration were engaged in, where they were selling guns that ended up in the hands of Mexican drug cartels, that was sort of an attempt to undermine our Second Amendment rights. Give me your thoughts.
I support the Second Amendment, all of it. You know, I have a pistol and a shotgun between my mattresses. I grew up a hunter. I think the freedom that it provides us and the opportunities that it does is something we have to protect. I think Eric Holder should be removed from office. He has absolutely botched his responsibilities. He's not protecting freedom and the Constitution. He's protecting and defending Obamacare, which is totally against the Constitution. So I support the Second Amendment wholeheartedly.
Since that operation was happening under the Bush administration as well, would you condemn that Justice Department in the same way?
Absolutely. You know, okay. What? It doesn't matter who's at the helm. Eric Holder, he's responsible for Fast and Furious and the debacle that it has created.
What do you make of this whole flap between the Komen Foundation for the Cure and Planned Parenthood? Some have said that it's right on the mark because they disagree with even the existence of Planned Parenthood because abortions are provided there. Others say this was money that was going to prevent breast cancer, and this is insanity.
Two different animals there. I do support finding a way to cure cancer. Absolutely. My father-in-law, I'm in the Woodlands right now, mm-hmm. and I'm watching him battle over the last 2 weeks multiple myeloma, and it's taking his life from him. We've got to find a way to cure cancer. I am 100% pro-life all the way. I am not for anything that takes away the life of a baby. I am pro-life 100%.
So do you agree with Komen for pulling their funds?
I don't know, and I haven't read all of that to know what it is, Scott, but I am for, again, the Susan B. Komen Foundation and their attempt to find a cure for cancer. I do not support any organization that supports abortion.
The Washington legislature in Washington State, they have passed a bill that approves gay marriage. Your thoughts?
You know what? I think that in this country, everyone has the ability to pick and choose exactly what they do. I don't judge people. That's
you don't
their
care.
Ability.
Mm-hmm.
But for me and my money, the greatest governance occurs in this country in a home between a man and a woman, raising a family and kids if they're so blessed. I am not for same-sex marriage. I believe it's a man and a woman. That's for me the definition of marriage.
Do you believe it should be banned, though, as it is in Texas?
Now, you know what, again, banning, we're in the United States of America.
Yeah.
You're a citizen, you have the freedom to do and pick and choose whatever you want.
Right, so you disagree with that then, is what I'm hearing. You disagree with the ban that we have in Texas on that.
Do I disagree with the ban that we have in Texas?
Yeah.
I would not recognize same-sex marriage.
Okay.
I would not recognize it. But it's their freedom to pick and choose and do whatever they want to do.
In a recent debate, in one of the debates, I think they're on debate 400,000 when it comes to the those that are running for president. You did see, and this comes right out of the gay marriage deal, you also saw a Republican crowd, boo at a soldier when he asked about don't ask, don't tell on the repeal of that. What do you think?
You know what? I think it's our leaders in the military have to decide what works and doesn't work in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it up to them. All of us on the outside, it's all conjecture. It's great for the talk shows. It's great for the boo birds. But the military leaders need to know what's best, what works or doesn't. And if gays in the military don't work and they say that, then that's something they address. Let's leave it to them to make that decision.
All right. And since I'm interviewing all of you, I want to give you a chance to, you know, here 30, 45 seconds or so. Give us your bottom line. Why should somebody, if they go to vote in this primary, whenever that's going to be, if they go to vote in this primary, why should they choose you?
Well, and I've shared that I grew up an apartment boy, and I'm proud of that. I saw the eviction notice on the front door of our one-bedroom apartment in third grade and had to learn a tough lesson. America gave me a chance to do something with my life. I've worked multiple jobs throughout my life. I've started businesses. I've provided jobs. I understand the economy. I'm coming from Real Street, and I'm a citizen. And if someone said the other day, you sound like Mr. Smith going to Washington, I would be so blessed, Scott, if that were the case. I am a citizen who's lived life and a variety of experiences, and I have the ability to communicate those. I was chosen a leader and a captain of all of my football teams. I'm proud of that. That meant that I was taking care of them on a mission. We need a guy in office right now who has a backbone, who doesn't want to go up and just join the 100-member club in Washington. I could care less about that. I care about going and defending the Constitution, putting the federal government back into the box that it's supposed to be in.
Well,
and I got a backbone. I'm not going to be congenial. I'm going up there to rock the boat and make a difference.
That sounds like fun. I like the term real street. All right, that's Craig James. Come back and visit with us again. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.